Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. The Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Bob Getty Kelly Center. And our good friend, Daniel Stewart, who's been our baseball analyst all year. And first of all, I just want to thank you, man, for all the contributions that you've made. And I hope you're still contributing all the way to Omaha.
All the way to Omaha. I will be there with bells on.
It is postseason time, guys.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. We've been playing and waiting for this all year. And let me start with you, Daniel. You're our guest analyst. Are you at all surprised at the great position the Golden Eagles find themselves in now heading into the postseason?
Not really. We know what the core of that team is built around. And yeah, I think if you go back and look to the first of the season, the talk was all the gauntlet that the Eagles have to go through first of the year, and some concerns there, even saying, hey, if we come out of this 50-50, it's probably a success, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they were just, I mean, guns a-blazing. Went out to, I think it was Waco or whatever, and beat Oregon State. You know, those guys, Baylor, had a great start to the year. Hit a little bit of a hiccup, but that's typical for the Eagles and really baseball teams in general. They've figured out whatever issues they had. We changed the rotation. We've shifted the lineup a little bit. We've consistently grounded out and won. So, no, I'm not surprised for the Eagles to be where they are right now.
Was it that tournament that set the tone, Kelly?
What, at the one that he's talking about?
Yeah, in Texas.
No, I think what really was the turning point or setting the tone is when Camden Clark was taken from the bullpen into the starting three. I think that's where it started to turn. But as I've mentioned before, I really like the way that Coach Ostrander has continued, and really this is a standard operation or operandi or whatever you want to call it, is that he tweaks the team offensively, defensively, pitching, and all that right up to the last minute to where they're playing the best baseball that they've played all year right now.
Right.
And that's, again, when you're a program like Southern Miss, it's not about playing for the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. It's about playing in the NCAA tournament and getting your team ready to face that tournament. The expectations are there every year. Now, the guys are used to that environment. And I still think that we as a fan base kind of need to get used to this too. That And I know the expectations are there, but we need to act as fans like we belong here. We deserve this.
That's right.
Well, later in the show, we're going to hear from Kyle Morrison and J.W. Armistead, and you're going to hear them talk about that expectation, that culture. Daniel, has the culture always been the way it is now?
You know, it's been a while since I've played, and I look at the team now, the way they carry themselves on and off the field. It was the same way 24 years ago when I played at USM. Now, Coach Barry was at the – or Coach Palmer was at the helm then. Coach Barry came on when I came over back in 2001. But the expectation was always the same of how you are to carry yourself on the field and off the field. And I see that in those guys today. So The tradition, the – you know, constraints that we put these teams under are the same then as they are right now. Yeah.
But what makes it especially remarkable to me is that now you're having to deal with NIL and transfer portal guys.
The game has changed.
And it's real easy to hit a clunker or to hit a sour note with one of these guys. But Southern Miss has really done a good job of making sure that the guys they've brought in fit that puzzle. And we've talked about that the last couple of weeks on the show and the questions that Coach Ostrander asks to probe these guys. I mean, what they do on the field, there's documentation of that, video and everything else. But what are they like off the field?
Right.
That's where Southern Miss has really struck oil in more cases than not.
Yeah, he implied to us earlier, last week actually, that They're going to hit that portal again, and they're going to hit the portal for hitters, batters. And he expressed total confidence of their ability to go get the kind of kids they wanted in the portal.
Yeah. Well, you think about who they're losing after this year. Russo's gone. The whole right side, really. Russo, Morrison, Urban, Higdon, they're all gone. So those are some big bats in the lineup that are going to need to get replaced. Now, there's some guys on the team right now that are going to be able to step up and fill those positions. But if we can go out and find another Joey Urban, another Kyle Morrison, that would be huge for us next year.
When you look at who they lost last year, Tuna – the kid in center field,
Cook,
Monastere, Ozzie Pratt, J.B. Middleton, and sitting where they are right now, pretty remarkable.
It really is, and you know everybody talks about reload, and you can now look back and say, yeah, it looks like we reloaded, but at the time you didn't know,
right?
We didn't know how. We knew we had Morrison had a great year at South Alabama. Is it going to translate? You know, Caleb Stelly had a great time at, you know, a great career at Louisiana, hadn't really transitioned into success here. So you never really know when you start plugging and playing players, are they going to work out or are they not? So that's the challenge that the coaches face in today's world with the portal is this guy going to plug in and be a part of the team or is he not?
And I keep bringing this up, too, because it is so important. Southern Miss has been blessed, too, and it goes back to their strength and conditioning program. Mm-hmm. They've had relatively no injuries.
None.
I mean, you mentioned Stelly. He's been, you know, banged
up. He's been hurt.
Yeah, so some of that, to be fair to him.
Sure.
But generally, man, they have just been – they've been so healthy.
What do you attribute that to, guys?
It has to be part of Makovica's training program. And we've talked about when you see these guys in public, if you just ask the general public, what sport does that guy play? Almost every one of them would say, oh, that looks like a football, looks like a linebacker to me, or a defensive end. But they're not.
Big.
Yeah, they're baseball. I mean, these are big, strong dudes. And there's a fine balance between being strong and being too tight to where you're going to pull a lot of those muscles and so on. And they seem to have found that right balance. Yeah. Makovica, man, is really an unsung hero in this whole deal.
I mean, the only injuries I really can recall, Stelly's injuries, Dre Barrett's hamstring, we've had – that I'm aware of, no injuries on the pitching staff, which is very uncommon. Usually you've got a strained shoulder, strained elbow, tired arm, whatever it may be. I don't recall anybody losing time to any injuries this year. So definitely, you know, credit to Makovica keeping these guys in shape.
And kudos to Coastal Carolina because, you know, at the beginning of the year, everybody was thinking that that ship was going to sink to the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Well, because of some pitching injuries. But they weathered it, and they came through. And they've had some bumps here at the end, but Coastal weathered that. But, man, I just don't think you can – ever underestimate the importance of being healthy.
Great point by Daniel, too. How rare is that you could have a pitching staff that not a single pitcher hurts themselves?
Yeah. And like there may be something that's not – that we're not aware of, but, I mean, the guys you see day in, day out have not had any, you know, Colby's and, you know, Graydon Harris and Sundstrom, all these guys, you know, it's their time to pitch, they're on the mound.
And you've had about 7 or 8 or 9, if you include the midweek guys, 7, 8, or 9 guys that you've started, none of them have been hurt. So going into postseason, into the Sun Belt tournament now, and then the regional tournaments, man, if you have all hands on deck on the pitching staff, you are so far way ahead of everybody else, regardless of how many games you play. So Southern has the advantage of playing fewer games because they don't have to play a play-in game. They've got everybody healthy. So everything is ripe for them for the taking. They just have to go out and get it done.
I'm going to ask you both a question. There's no concrete answer, but how far can this pitching staff carry this baseball team in the postseason, Daniel?
I think they can carry them a long ways. You look in, you know, past successes of teams, it seems to be, because you have a lot of games in a short period of time, the teams with the deeper pitching staff seem to do better. Kind of going back to not a lot of injuries, we've got a pretty healthy, robust staff. We got a lot of guys that we can run out there that are successful and can be effective. So I think our pitching staff carries us through this week's tournament and into the regional situation, wherever we end up next week.
And I think if the Eagles were to stub their talons or stub their toes, whatever you want to say.
Very good there.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't think it's going to be the pitching staff. I think it'll be the at times inconsistent offensive attack that Southern Miss has had. And if they run into a a pitching performance here or there, which even the worst of pitching staffs, one guy can pull one out of his rear end, sure. right? So if they run into something like that, that would be the only thing I think that would cause them problems.
All right, opening segment of the Eagle Hour every day is sponsored by our good friends at Movie Star Restaurant. For 25 years, they've been serving the best buffets in the Pine Belt. And you can go get one today, Movie Star Restaurant. 25 years of great service, family-owned, family-operated. Food is always delicious and fresh, and we thank them very much for their support. And, Kelly, as we head to the break, speaking of pitchers, Nick Sandlin signs with the Detroit Tigers, Kelly's baseball team.
Do we have the Mormon Tabernacle Choir queued up there?
See. Yeah, wait a second.
Bob.
Hang on one second, Kelly.
Here Nick Sandlin has... Nick has finally come to the promised land to play for the Tigers. Good for him.
Were you pretty happy when you heard that?
Of course. Of course. Now, as if we weren't headed to the World Series to begin with. Now.
There we go. There we go. Hey, you heard him talking about Kyle Morrison. We're going to hear what that young man thinks about the postseason next. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio, Bob, Kelly, and Daniel, and we appreciate you being with us. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They're on Highway 98 West, family operated and owned since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. They sell Goodyear tires, you name it, Toyo tires, any brand you like. They provide full service work on cars and trucks. And, of course, they're big Southern Miss supporters, as is Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. And I'm very proud to say one of our special presenting sponsors for our coverage this week at the conference baseball tournament. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And our coverage begins tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting Wednesday through Friday at 1 o'clock from the baseball stadium in downtown Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, I see we're irate. Scoop gets to – he's leaving right after the show today, right, to go to Montgomery. So he gets to stay, Daniel, at this, you know, big suite with the – I mean, the skyline windows and the whole bit. I get a pup tent. They throw a pup tent in my trunk.
When he really performs well, we'll put him up at the Motel 6.
That's right. That's
Make
right.
sure the light's always on for him.
Hey, the only thing I have to say about that is motel spelled backwards is let him.
Oh, my word. I should have known better. I should have known better.
Yeah, you should have.
Daniel and Kelly were pointing out earlier in the show about the Golden Eagles' ability to go into the portal and do so well. And I don't think there's a better example than this kid right here, Kyle Morrison. As we set this up real quickly, Daniel, your thoughts about what this kid has brought to the program this year?
Well, you know, first and foremost, just a jolt of power. I mean, the guy's really displayed huge power, got a big swing, been in that three-hole most of the year. We really needed that kind of bat after losing, you know, Monastere last year, because he really kind of provided that same time type of support. So to be able to go out and find him and him come in and contribute has just been huge.
He's a good player, tough kid. We found out how tough he was in the Texas State Series, and I did mention that to him, as you'll see here in a minute.
Well, he already knew the league as well, you know, having played in the Sun Belt. And I don't know if you've ever shaken that guy's hand. You better get ready.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Now. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You'll bust your hand, man.
He is a strong kid. Yeah. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Kyle Morrison.
You were the portal find of the year. You've made a heck of a contribution here. It's been a good year for you, hasn't it?
Yes, sir, it has been. And I just love it here, man. I think that's what's helped me a lot. I come to the field happy every day. I love the guys. I love the coaches. You know, they push me to be a better version of myself on and off the field. So that's a big thing for me. I want to be great for this fan base and for this team. I mean, it's pretty hard not to get chill bumps thinking about it when you run out in the field on Friday night and you see however many thousands of people in the peat. So, yeah, man, I'm just so blessed to be in this situation here.
What has been the biggest difference in playing at Southern Miss and the other schools you've been at, Kyle?
Really just the culture. I remember the first night I got here and I just moved all my stuff into my room and about 10 guys had already texted me to come hang out. So I thought that was pretty cool. I got to know everyone pretty quickly and I'm close with a bunch of the guys and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah. The team's had a heck of a year. You guys obviously now being projected as a regional host and a top eight seed perhaps, but you got a lot of ball left in front of you. Now that the postseason is upon you, does your mindset change in any way?
No, I mean, my mindset and us as a team, our mindset the whole year has just been to win. I mean, that's what you got to do, bottom line. No matter if it's the regular season, the conference tournament, or the postseason after that, I mean, bottom line is win. You do whatever it takes to win. That's just what you have to do.
You guys battled through a little bit of a slump sort of middle ways through the year. A lot of teams do that. Clearly out of it now. And as you head into the postseason, there's got to be a lot of confidence.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of confidence. I mean, look what we've done. We just swept ULM and just came off a sweep against James Madison. So, I mean, if you're kind of doubting yourself after those two weekends, there's something wrong. But, yeah, there's a ton of confidence going into this weekend and the conference tournament and the postseason.
I want to take you back to a series earlier this year, a little bit of a brush-up between you and a guy from the other team. I think you know who I'm talking about. And I understand that went back a little bit in junior college. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it did. I mean, just two competitive guys going out on the baseball field. You know, I played at Shelton State and he played at Northwest Florida. They're both in the Junior College World Series. And, I mean, it was just, like I said, two competitive players going at each other and – you know, I kind of carried over to the peat, and I kind of play with a chip on my shoulder. So when I see something I don't like, I'm going to go right after it. So that's kind of what happened.
Your man Ben Higdon, I interviewed him right after that, and his response was, yeah, I've got his back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. I mean, I know all these guys have my back, but I really didn't care how many it was. I was going after all of them. That's just kind of how I've been raised, and that's kind of how I play. I love it.
All right, when the season ends, and we hope that's not for a while, what do you want people to remember about your year here?
Oh, that's a tough question. Really just they had a great time coming to the ballpark and watching me play. I think that would be a big thing for me, and I just want to, you know, I don't know, man, that's really tough. I just hope that people really enjoy to watch me play, and especially the younger generation coming up. Hope I carry myself the right way and do the right thing, and you know, take some stuff from me, even if it's just one thing, on or off the field. I think that's what I want to leave here.
Any goals for the remainder of the season?
Not really any goals, just be the best version of myself. And, you know, I really don't want to see this season come to an end. So if it does come to an end, I hope it's in Omaha. I know that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you certainly made a heck of a contribution. And I think people are going to remember you here for a long time, even though you only played here a year.
Oh, yes, sir. Trust me, I'll be back in Hattiesburg after my playing days are done. I love this place, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right, young man. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Daniel, you like having a kid with that kind of attitude on your team, don't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, been here a year, but I have no doubt that every player on that team would follow him just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's a leader. He said that, you know, Southern Miss, you can tell the culture. And I think that speaks well that, you know, somebody from the outside in can just kind of feel that this place is different. And, you know, South Al's got some great facilities down there, but they don't pack it out. So when you pack out the peat week in, week out, it makes a difference in a player's life. It does.
That's something, too, about the small town feel of a Hattiesburg as opposed to a much bigger city than Mobile is. That there's just that camaraderie and that family spirit. How many guys really in the past 4 or 5 years have continued to make their homes around this area.
Oh, yeah.
I think our Ozzy was still making pizzas up to about 3 months ago.
Yeah, Ozzy told us at a remote we were at a few weeks ago, there was a real advantage to being a Southern Miss baseball player. He hadn't finished graduate school, and he had multiple job offers around here.
Oh, yeah.
So they take, you know, the community takes care of the kids. The kids love the community. And I don't know that I've ever covered a sport where players, and you don't have to drag it out of them, where players talk about their obligation to their fans and the community, and we can't let the fans down. We can't let this town down. We overuse this word, but that is special.
It is. Well, you know, Hattiesburg is Baseburg for a reason. It's, Southern Miss, I think, is kind of the pinnacle of that. But look around just baseball in general in this area. Summerall High School, great baseball program. Pettle High School, great baseball program.
Purpose.
William Carey, great, you know.
Back in the World Series.
Back in the World Series. Purvis, the history. You've got Hattiesburg, Oak Grove, Pearl River, Jones. There is a lot of good baseball around Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Southern Miss kind of is the top of that pyramid there. But it is. It's just different in Hattiesburg, and this is a special place.
And there's a message to younger kids out there who think that no matter how talented they are, they can be a fool in their personal life because I'm so talented, other schools are going to want me. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of players that are just as good as you that behave themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the guys that are going to get the jobs. So don't get so full of yourself, young athletes, that you think that you can be a turd in your real life and still land on your feet at one of these schools. Because schools have choices, and they have to make good choices with mm-hmm. tight budgets and so on. They're very careful who they're going to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't behave yourselves is what
right.
I'm saying. Be careful of social media, what you put out on social media. Protect your brand and so on because, again, they've got choices, and it's not going to be you if you don't behave.
Well, you know, take two players with equal talent, and I firmly believe this, and I think every baseball coach out there does as well. Two players, equal talent. The one with the better attitude is going to be the more successful ball player. And he's also going to be the better teammate. So coaches are paying attention to these things when they're recruiting you, interviewing you. And, some of these players would be much better off. They just made some better decisions and, you know, weren't kind of like the prima donnas we used to talk about back in the day. So it does make a difference.
And I would go a step further, Daniel, say even if the guy is a little less talented.
Absolutely.
As a coach, I believe in my abilities that I can get him to the next level.
Absolutely.
But I can't teach him. His character's already been determined.
Character is done. Yeah.
And when it comes to behavior, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
Am I right, too, as we head to the break, Daniel, that, excuse me, one bad apple can cause a lot of problems on a team.
It can. You know, we always talked about it as a cancer. You know, don't be that cancer on the team because that cancer spreads. And, you know, avoiding that, you know, Coach Barry said it, you got a stack of nickels and one of those nickels is bent, the whole stack's off. Don't be that bent nickel. There is some truth to that.
Good. Yeah.
Don't be the one that causes your clubhouse to fall.
Yeah. And usually those kids and players are the way they are because their parents are exactly the same way.
Very true.
Coming up on the show, J.W. Armistead is a senior pitcher. Wait till you hear what he says about the first few times he pitched at the Pete and the advice he was given by older players. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. DBAT sponsoring this segment of our program on Hardy Streets, where you go for baseball, softball training for kids. Expert guys down there that can help any athlete, even adults, be better at the sport they choose, whether it be pickleball. Kelly, you play a little pickleball, don't you?
No, I play tennis while I'm pickled. Does that count?
Oh, I see. You eat pickles. I got it yes. mixed up. I'm sorry about that. But if you do play pickleball, tennis, whatever you want to play, they really do have great guys down there that can help you be the best that you can be. And great facility, man.
These teams that didn't get in the Sun Belt tournament, they need to go to DBAT and tighten up a little bit.
I will think so.
Get a little extra work.
Not before they play the Golden Eagles. MCS Home Center. We're going to be there actually Monday. Is that correct? No, I'll take that back. Later in the year.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. I'm getting mixed up here. We have so many things that we're doing right now. We're going to be in Montgomery the rest of the week. That's where we're going to be. What I meant to say, and want to thank special sponsors, Parrish Tractor, Century First Federal Credit Union, Corner Market, and Genesis of Hattiesburg, who are going to be providing some additional support, shall we say, for the tournament coverage, and we really do look forward to that. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team here in the postseason is fun, but you're the most important player. So you be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you. Expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, Daniel, I'm going to set this one up for you. You're a pitcher. Slayed Mississippi State at every opportunity you got. You still chuckle about that when you see Mississippi State guys?
Oh yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. J.W. Armistead, 3 years on the team. This kid, how do you describe a pitcher, Daniel, that you bring in to get an out or two outs when the bases are loaded? I call it a pressure pitcher, but what is the proper term?
Oh, I would call him situational pitcher. You know, when he's going out, he hasn't pitched more than, you know, inning and a half. But usually it's one out, two out, like you said. But he's got a special skill set. He throws from, you know, kind of that sidearm slot on his arm. So the coaches, they do their research on these other hitters. And like, hey, this hitter has a weak spot here, strong spot here. They'll insert a guy in that situation that they feel is going to be able to get that one out that they need.
Yeah.
And he is that guy.
Good. Here he is, J.W. Armistead. All right, J.W. Armistead on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Man, you've been around a while, and I'm going to call you a pressure pitcher. And I say that because they seem to call on you when things are going bad, when the bases are loaded, when there's two people out. Talk about dealing with that pressure.
I don't know. I really like it, to be honest with you. It was kind of a joke for most of the season that I could only pitch whenever those bases loaded. So I was having to tell myself when I went back out for clean innings, just think the bases are loaded, because I don't know. I like the pressure. I know there's no margin for error. So I don't know. I think it just makes me a better pitcher knowing that there's no margin for error. I have to get the job done.
But you know the game is, in a sense, on the line. So you know the coaches have a lot of confidence in you, or they wouldn't bring you in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, that means a lot. I know they trust me, which also helps a lot. I mean, I'm not going out there and thinking, you know, if I don't get the job, then they're not going to trust me. I know they trust me. So, yeah, I'm just going out there, just trying to fill it up. I mean, I trust my stuff. Just throwing it over the plate.
What is your mindset when you do go out there? What pitch do you rely on the most?
Honestly, probably the heater. I know if I can get ahead with the heater, I can put them away with the spin. So that's really just my mindset, even if it's a righty or a lefty. Just get ahead with the heater, and then I know my slider's really good. I'm just going to throw that over the plate, let it work.
All right, you've been here 3 years. I want you to compare this pitching staff to past pitching staffs you've been a part of, because you guys really look very elite at times.
Yeah. I don't know. I can top to bottom, I would say this is the best staff I've been a part of. Obviously, we had JB last year, who's JB and Payne and Matt. They're really good, but I feel like the middle to back half wasn't as good as it has been this year. Everybody we got out there. I mean, we got Bruce Littleton, the lefty, throwing 94, 96, that doesn't even throw that much. Mm-hmm. So I think that just speaks to the talent of the staff.
All right, it appears that the weekend rotation has been settled, but for a while it was unsettled, and the team really counted on you guys in the bullpen. I hear announcers carrying your games talk about the strength of the bullpen. You guys must take a lot of pride in how many games you've, in essence, won for the team.
Yeah, we do. We know our job, and obviously, like you said, the starting roles weren't settled at first. But, you know, we got CeCe in there. Finally, we got his pitch count worked up, and, you know, us guys coming after them. You know, whenever we go out there, we know that even if we don't do good and we get pulled, we know it's another dude coming in after us. So there's no pressure that, oh, we have to get this done. I think that helps us a lot.
We were talking Monday to Coach Oz about the culture of this baseball team and the strength that the culture of the program
creates. Talk for a minute about the culture that you've been a part of for 3 years.
The culture is just awesome. I mean, obviously, I feel like Hattiesburg is a really unique place because we're a baseball school. Fans show up and show out every single game. But the culture to me is just, it's genuinely like good people here. But, you know, whenever we step on the field, it's like we turn into a different animal. And that's something that's been here a long time before I got here. And I'm so thankful for that.
Experience of pitching at the Pete is blank.
it's awesome. I mean, it's not like anything else. I feel like, I mean, whenever I was first coming, obviously my first 2 years I didn't pitch a lot here, so like my first couple outings I'd have to walk in with my head down so I wouldn't look up and see everybody. You know, that's something that I was told from some older guys: don't look up and see everything. You know, just go up there and throw it down the plate. So, yeah.
All right. Top 10 ranking, top 10 RPI, all sorts of wild projections swirling around. How are you guys blocking out all this noise?
I mean, we know what we're supposed to do. We're just going out there having fun. I feel like these past couple weeks, no one's like said it or anything, but you know, I feel like these last few weeks has been the loosest we've played, and I feel like we've been really putting it together while we're playing that loose. I mean, you know, we've been kind of in the rankings all year. So at this point, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just go out there and have fun, play the game that we loved since we were kids.
Oh, it's J.W. Armistead. I thought that was pretty cool early on. One of the older guys says, don't look up and see all the people around you. Yeah.
One of the guys from Louisiana Monroe was joking a couple of weekends ago about that very thing. He says, look, I got self-esteem issues as it is. when I look up to these people in Hattiesburg and they're making fun of me, they can say.
It was Kyle Morrison that told me earlier in the year that when he decided he was going to do everything he could to get here was last year when they played here, South Alabama.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he said, I have no idea how they found out the name of my girlfriend and my mother, but every time I came into the batter circle, I heard about my mother and my girlfriend, and I thought, these people are crazy. I've got to play here.
There probably are some professional hecklers out there doing whatever they could do to get under the skin of whoever they can.
Hey, we've got one job as fans.
One job.
Yeah. Daniel, when you're on the field playing, can you hear that kind of stuff?
You can to a certain degree. I'll never forget, my dad used to sit right behind home plate, and he was always yelling at the umpire. And for some reason, I was always hearing him yelling at the umpire, you know, about strikes and balls or whatever. But you hear a little bit. You do. You can't help but hear a little bit. But I always kind of go back. If y'all have ever seen that movie with Kevin Costner, he's the pitcher, Billy Chappell, for Love of the Game. He kind of says, clear the mechanism, and everything kind of goes quiet. Now, that's Hollywood, but it is something similar to that. You just all of a sudden can focus. You can block everything else out that's going around you and just focus on your job.
That's one of the things I've always admired about Cross Civilly.
Yeah.
Is that this wasn't something he learned. No. I mean, he was like that when he was 11 or 12. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Now, you can interpret however you want when we're talking about Cross Civilly, nothing going on.
I'm going to bore you with a real quick story from another lifetime. When I was at Holmes Junior College, I played football there, and I played on the same team with the son of a comedian that you may be too young to remember that. His name was Jerry
Clower. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. He came to football games, and you could damn sure hear him.
You knew he was there.
You knew he was in the stands. I can remember that his son sometimes, you could just look at him, and he's thinking, oh, God, would you please? What? And he had that, ooh, you know, and he was a big.
Oh!
That was it. Yeah, so sometimes you can hear the crowd. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can sometimes. You definitely can. And then that's good. You know, you got to know that the fans in the stands are behind you, and it's good, especially good plays. You know, heck, it would get a player excited too. If great play in the infield, outfield, crowd goes nuts. I mean, that whole thing kind of plays in together to a team's momentum.
And now it's tournament time, Bob. I want you to relate. One of my favorite stories that you've ever told was actually a problem you had with one of the team's coach's wives in Montgomery.
I would never have problems with App State.
Oh,
let's just say she was pretty vocal when they beat Southern Miss earlier that day, and so that afternoon Southern Miss 10-run'd them. Let me just say my daughter and I had a few exchanges. How do you like us now? That kind of thing.
Yeah. And fun. She wasn't appreciative.
It was all a good fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
All right. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody. If you got some gold or silver at home and you want to turn it into cash, only one place to go. That's Jewel Masters on Highway 98 West. Marty Vick's been buying gold and silver longer than anybody. Don't be fooled by the Johnny Come Latelys. You want top dollar. You want it to be confidential. You want it to be fast. That's Marty Vick. Jewel Masters, and Kelly, you and I have known him forever. There's not a better man on the planet, really, than Marty Vick.
No, and you really have to maintain a relationship with him or you won't get to talk to Cindy, his wife.
Correct. And we still do shake our heads about that. We just don't. He definitely caught her in a very weak moment years ago. She could have, her aspirations could have been so much higher.
There is hope for all of us.
Great family that owns Jewel Masters in a great place. For you to take your gold and silver. And if you want to cater an event coming up, Kelly?
Dickie's Barbecue would be the place that I would call.
Only place to go.
Yeah, whether you've got a small group or a large group, and whether it's a baseball tailgate, football's right around the corner. Not too early to start planning about that. Summer parties for the kids. Mm-hmm. Man, you want to spend time with your friends. You don't have to worry about all that food. Just tell Dickie's what you want, how many people are going to be there, and then let it up to their pros to take care of it.
A lot going on right now. We're leaving from Montgomery and get my days mixed up, but I do want to thank another great sponsor, MCS Home Center, for having us there yesterday. Yeah. Always a pleasure to be with Hank Lott and his folks, and that is a beautiful building, beautiful store inside. And again, it's locally owned, and I just think that's so important.
Yeah, and they've been, big support. Just about every sponsor on our show, Big Southern.
Locally owned.
So when you're shopping with them, you know that some of that money's going right back to the university. Yeah. So.
And if listening to us live is not torture enough, you can always tune up the podcast later. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. Update, Alexa, Siri communicating with you at all, Kelly?
No.
No, okay.
No, I can't figure all that stuff out, but I have to because I'm going to be listening to you guys from Montgomery in Indianapolis. I'll be up for the 500-mile race this weekend.
Kelly goes to the Indy every, how many years now?
This will be my 50th.
50th?
Yeah.
God, you started going when you were 40?
that's 30, what it would be.
I'm sorry, 30. I don't mean to exaggerate.
1976 was my first one. Right? Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's an impressive streak.
So, glad to
start calling you Cal Ripken.
I don't know how many more I got left in me, considering how hard we are on ourselves.
It's hard on the body up there for a week, isn't it,
yes,
Kelly?
It is. And we'll just leave that alone. But, yeah, it is.
All right, guys. Tournament time. Daniel, what are your thoughts now that we're heading into the post?
I like where we are as a team. I really do. I think we're playing good baseball leading into this tournament, leading into the postseason. It's going to be interesting to see because, some teams that maybe didn't fare too well in the regular season may have a chance to do well in the post. Take a team, Arkansas State actually had a pretty decent season.
They're a little dangerous, aren't they?
But that pitching staff of Arkansas State, I was really impressed, really talented. Mm-hmm. And kind of going back to what we said earlier, pitching kind of leads you its successes in tournaments. I predict them to be a good competitor. You can't sleep on Coastal, even though they didn't have the greatest weekend against, I think, Old Dominion. I think it's who they played. Can't sleep on them. App State had a great year. So I'm really excited about this week because I still believe the Sun Belt Conference is the premier up-and-coming baseball conference in the country. and it's going to be a fun week.
Kelly, there's some sneaky teams, aren't there? There's some teams that I don't think this is a lock that it's going to be Coastal and Southern Miss playing in the championship game.
No, I don't think so either, but I think if you're Southern Miss, you're in a situation where, and I know I'm going to be shot for saying this, you don't have to win this tournament.
No, you don't.
You don't have. I mean, you're gonna get, and really, that's what it's about, is getting to the next level. Okay, so you go into this tournament knowing, what a relief to know that. Now, obviously, we've got the guys that are made up. They want to win the tournament, and they're going to give everything they have to win it because they're competitors. But it's really nice to know in the far recesses of your mind that you don't have to win it to get to the next level.
That takes a little pressure off of you, doesn't it?
I would think so.
It does. And now, you don't want to go 0-2 because at some degree there are still people out there picking you go. You don't want to go 0-2. But if we went 1-2, 2-2, or you know, don't win, I still think we've done enough over the course of the year. Yeah. Our body of work still has us hosting a regional.
All right, prediction time, and I'm going to start it out. I think the Golden Eagles are playing Sunday in the championship.
I do, too.
I second that. I do.
And who are they going to play? I don't know. Odds are they're going to play Coastal again.
Well, you know, Coastal left early last year. You know, they didn't do too well. So it's, you know, that's why you play the game.
But I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. And maybe I'm overshooting our team a little bit, but I think they're playing right as good as they've played all year long. They're healthy. They're not going to burn pitching on play-in games. I'm telling you, man, they're sitting where they need to be sitting.
The pitching at times, as we all know, has been lethal. And
yes, it has.
If they pitch like that this week, who can beat them?
And other pitching staffs who aren't as lethal are going to have to burn some innings prior to even playing Southern Miss. So I'm telling you, man, it's set up for Golden Eagle championship.
The most important thing, though, is to you know, we have a bye, I believe, is how the way this tournament works.
You don't have to play in the play-in
game. We don't have to play, you know, first the play-in games. We need to be in that winner's bracket because it's the less games you play, keep our pitching staff fresh. It's going to carry us. We need to start out with a win.
All right, live from Montgomery tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're really looking forward to bringing you coverage of the tournament. Hope you'll tune in every day, and we hope you will enjoy it.
Drive carefully, Bob.
We will. And guys, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.